In the studio now with me is Ella Fischetti. And I got your name right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good.
That's okay, Mike.
I opened up the show with one of the songs from your brand new CD called Enter the Light, the instrumental, beautiful, with some drumming. And you were from South Florida. And, well, tell me, I don't know you. I guess I have to come clean. And I know you from my yoga class.
Right.
You are my yoga teacher. When did music become part of your life?
Oh, as a child. As a child. And very specifically through the music of Judy Garland when I was about 9 years old.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I was shopping in a store, going to buy an album of another artist. And I heard a track of hers, and I stopped in my tracks. I stopped in my tracks. I didn't know who it was.
How old were you?
9.
And so you a professional singer?
Not at the time, but once I focused,
you became a professional singer.
Yeah, once I focused on her, then shortly thereafter, at the age of 10, I started singing lessons and performing all through school. And then I stopped when I was 19.
Now this CD does not sound like Judy Garland.
No, not at all.
Where did the seeds of this CD originate?
Well, basically, I had not sung for 26 years. And my life took, you know, all kinds of other detours and what have you. But I moved down here in October of 2001.
From?
New York City.
Okay.
Actually from Brooklyn, Park Slope. And at 9/11, on that day, I knew over 300 people who were snuffed out in the World Trade Center. And because I worked in Brooklyn Heights.
Okay. And so there was a special connection between Brooklyn Heights and the World Trade Center?
Yes, because of the gym that I worked at as a trainer for many, many years, like 11, 12 years,